pray for Ruth now. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Ruth. We thank you for all she means to us, and we thank you for all her preparation. And we pray now through your Spirit, Lord, empower her, strengthen her, give her your words. For your name's sake, amen.
Thank you. Morning, everyone. I'm just going to put this up a little bit higher. And as I do, I've been really encouraged as we were just spending those few minutes now of speaking out the name of Jesus. We're coming today to look at our speech, all sorts of areas of our speech, but the power of speaking out the name of Jesus in any and every situation. So let's hold that as we come to God's word this morning. I wonder if, like me, you have ever spoken only to later regret what you've said. I'm sure you have, because it's so hard to guard our words. We want to be wise, but sometimes unkind, angry, foolish words just seem to come tumbling out of our mouth before we've even had time to think. Or maybe we have thought, and we still say it anyway. Over the last few weeks, we've been studying the book of Proverbs, searching for the wisdom that's found there. Wisdom for our discipleship as we grow to know and love the Lord Jesus more. And today, we're looking at a topic that affects us all every single day. The way we speak. And the writer of the Proverbs teaches us the importance of our words. So we're going to spend a short time now together exploring the wisdom that Proverbs has in considering how we can speak in a way that honors God and impacts the people in our lives positively. When I knew I was going to be speaking on this topic, I spent some time and I sat down and I read through Proverbs. And I counted the number of chapters that talk about our speech. Did you know that out of the 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, only 2 of them don't give mention to the way we speak? And those 2 give a lot of mention to the way we listen. So 29 out of the 31 chapters in Proverbs speak about the way that we use our language to talk to other people. Gossiping words, lying words, angry words, foolish words, arrogant, prideful words, healing words, encouraging words, timely, thoughtful, wise words. I've asked Bob to come up and just give us a taster of some of the proverbs that talk about our speech. Bob, is this one going to be best for you?
The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of judgment. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent, and discerning if he holds his tongue. The fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity. A fool gives vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control.
Thank you, Bob. As you can see, the writer of the Proverbs has a lot to say about speech, and that's just a taster. But this morning, I've got three main points I want us to think about. Why do our words matter? Where do our words come from? And how can we guard our words? So why do our words matter? Firstly, our words matter because of their effect on others. Did you hear when Bob spoke out Proverbs 18:21? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. The tongue is the means by which we bring the greatest help or the greatest harm into the lives of other people. Death is in the power of the tongue. The tongue is a weapon we can use to wound another person deeply. And we carry this weapon with us every day. If you carry a weapon that can wound, you want to carry it with great care. Proverbs 12:18 says this, rash words are like sword thrusts. Rash words, words that are blurted out without thinking, often painfully wound others. They are like sword thrusts. But you know, there's a difference. When someone is wounded in battle by a sword, their wounds are visible. They show, and they can be dealt with and healed. When we wound other people with our tongue, there isn't a visible wound. At least not externally, outwardly. Yet most of us will have experienced the pain of words that have been said to us that have wounded us deeply and stayed with us. Why? Because death is in the power of the tongue. We've seen in this country over the years the destructive effect of leaders who aren't careful with their words. They lie and they stir up hatred. Or we see the huge mental health crisis amongst our teenagers and the damage that has come as they've listened to words on social media. Death is in the power of the tongue. But life is also in the power of the tongue. There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Or Proverbs 10:21, the lips of the righteous nourish many. Our words have power to build up, to heal, and to point others to Jesus. In the book of 1 Samuel, I don't know if you remember the story of David's friendship with Saul's son, Jonathan. We read how Jonathan constantly spoke to encourage David. And in 1 Samuel 23, we read, Jonathan went to David and helped him find strength in God. That was one of David's most broken times. And Jonathan was a great friend for David to have. He spoke words that pointed David to the Lord. Life is in the power of the tongue. And as Christians, we have the opportunity to speak life words to others, to one another, in our family, into our communities. So the first reason that our words matter is because they have a profound effect for better or for worse on the lives of those we speak to. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. The second reason our words matter is because they have a profound effect on us as well. Look at the second part of that verse. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Words that are spoken out of us also go down into us. In fact, another proverb talks of the words we speak out going into our stomach. Critical words, angry words, foolish words, they do damage here. But they also do damage here. They go into our souls and they affect the way that we think. They go into our stomachs and we feed on them. I just wanted to say a little aside at this point to those of us whose worst voice can be the voice we speak to ourselves. If, like me, you have a temptation to speak or to listen to the negative voices spoken in your head, then hear this. Life words are found here. Cling to them. Speak them to yourself. And when you can't do that, find other people who will speak them to you. So the power of the tongue by which we bring the greatest harm or help to others is also the means by which we bring the greatest harm or help to ourselves. But our words matter for a third reason. Our words matter before God. See there, Matthew 12, 36. But I tell you that everyone will have to give an account on the day of judgment for the empty, careless words they have spoken. God knows every word we speak. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Every word we say in private, every word we say in public, every word we post on social media, it's known by Father God. Our words matter. They are power of life or death. They matter to others. They matter in our own lives, and they matter before Father God. So if our words matter that much, my second point is, where do they come from? And Proverbs 4:23 gives us an answer. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the spring of life. What happens here in our hearts will eventually come out in our speech and actions. Our words aren't random. They reflect what's happening inside us, our thoughts and beliefs and emotions. Let me give you an illustration. Imagine a bottle of water. If you shake it up, what comes out? Water. But if this bottle was filled with something else, like a mixture of dirt and water, when I shake it up, what spills out? Dirt and water. Our hearts are like these bottles. When we are shaken by life's challenges, what spills out is not random. It's what's been stored in our hearts. If we've got anger and bitterness and unforgiveness in our heart, when life shakes us up, which it will do, the words that come out of our mouth will reflect this. But if we fill our heart with the truth from God's word about who he is and our identity in him, when life's challenges come, what will flow out of our lives is pure truth from God's word. Jesus himself, knowing the human heart, spoke these words in Matthew 12:34. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if we are struggling with negative or angry or hurtful speech, we have to ask ourselves the question, what's going on here? Ask God to show us what needs to change. And then we have to get serious doing something about that. So the final thing I want us to think about a bit this morning is, how do we do that? How do we get serious about changing from this to this? The answer lies in prayer and coming to Jesus and his word. Asking God's help, that as we pray the truth of Scripture and allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, God would change us. We pray protection over our mouths, and we pray protection over our hearts. Look with me at this prayer of David. Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. This has become a prayer of mine afresh in the weeks leading up to today. When I was growing up in Nairobi, my parents had the habit of having us as a family learn scripture together. And at different stages of our development as children, they would be intentional as teaching us scriptures that would be helpful in anchoring us more deeply in our relationship with Jesus. And as a young teenager, I struggled with my speech. Some of you will know that, often true, in those early teenage years. And the first verse that I remember my mum and dad choosing for me to learn, that was just for me, the whole family weren't going to learn this one, was Ephesians 4:29. Does anyone know what it says? It says this: do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is profitable for building others up, that it may benefit those who listen. And this has become a lifelong prayer for me. Speech is still an area that I find hard, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. But isn't it wonderful that as we ask God's help and pray prayers like this one, God can help us to intentionally guard our tongue. But we also have to ask God to transform our hearts. What do we do with this? Well, Proverbs 4:23 points us in some way to guard our hearts with all vigilance, to think about the anger or the bitterness or the unforgiveness that has taken root. But can we change that on our own? Can we weed it out? We can give it a good go, but we can't. We know it'll just come back again tomorrow. Maybe you've been on the receiving end of words that have damaged your heart, and you've struggled to move on from letting it define you. Maybe you're sat here and you haven't issue with anger or gossip or critical words or any other area of speech that Proverbs talks about. And you're thinking, I've struggled with it for 5, 10, 50 years. I can't change. You're right. On our own, we can't. But that's the wonderful thing. God can change our hearts. And he will if we let him. Look at Ezekiel 36. I've got a lot of Bible verses, I know, but Ezekiel 36, 25 through 27. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols, and I will give you a new heart and put my spirit within you. I will remove from you your heart of flesh, or your heart of stone, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decree and be careful to keep my law. Who is the subject of every single verb? God. He cleanses. He restores. He gives a new heart. And the transformational power of his word and spirit to help us. So that day by day, as we focus on the truth in his word, we change. Will we get it right all the time? No. Will we have to say sorry? Lots. Yes. Will we change? Absolutely. Absolutely. Such is the power of God in our lives by his spirit. Helen started our service in Psalm 19, looking at God's words spoken out through creation. And I wanted us to end with this prayer from the end of Psalm 19. So would you pray it with me? And then Helen is going to lead us into a greater time of reflection and confession together. Let's pray together. I'll speak it out and you can say amen with me. Father, we thank you for the privilege of a voice, of speaking out into your world, into our homes, speaking truth into our own lives. And Lord, we want to be men and women who speak out life-giving words. Would you help us? And Father, we want to be men and women whose hearts are changed and pure. Would you cleanse us? And we pray this passage, may the words of our mouth and the meditation, the things we think about, of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.